More than 3 weeks after the cyclone hit Burma's Irrawaddy Delta, the United Nations says 3 out of 4 victims have yet to receive any form of relief assistance. More than 2 million are suffering from lack of clean water, shelter, or medical care. Armed with a promise from Burmese generals that they will allow international relief crews access, a number of aid workers headed into the hard-hit areas of the Delta on Monday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who traveled to Burma over the last few days, received assurances from the Burmese leadership that they would allow relief workers regardless of nationality. Mr. Ban said he saw the statement as a breakthrough in building trust between the reclusive generals and the international community. He said he hoped the Burmese junta would keep its word. Skeptics on Monday expressed doubts. Berta Lintner, an author in the Thai city of Chiang Mai who has written extensively on the history of the Burmese military leadership, says it is impossible to tell at this stage whether the general statements to Mr. Ban amount to a meaningful concession.
The Burmese government hasn't promised to do anything, not anything substantial. And this week will be the test case. Will they allow more workers in, and who will they be, and where will they be permitted to go? So far, it's nothing more than just an empty promise.
The Burmese government's announcement to the UN Secretary General came as members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and the United Nations attended a donors' conference in Rangoon that raised $100 million in pledges on Sunday. At the conference, Burmese Prime Minister General Thein Sein said his government welcomes more aid as long as it comes without strings attached and without politicization. Officials said they consider the relief phase to be over and are now concentrating on rebuilding. They said they need $11 billion for reconstruction. Donor nations said they expect to see transparency in the Burmese government's relief efforts before they pledge any more money. Lintner and other skeptics say that until the generals actually allow relief workers and assessment teams in, their motives will be in doubt.
They would get lots of foreign aid for what they call the reconstruction, which would be to rebuild the infrastructure and to rebuild the towns in the Delta. And that is also what they're... what they say they want. They don't want foreigners to come and help the actual victims or the cyclone. So in that sense, they haven't changed at all. They probably realize that, yes, they could get money from the international community if they make something which may appear as a concession.
In Bangkok, where relief workers have been waiting for weeks, the Burmese embassy did not appear to be issuing visas on Monday. The embassy was forced to close temporarily after a fire broke out in the main building. Thai officials say it was apparently caused by faulty electrical wiring. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bangkok.